All right, my name is Rex Brandon. I'm presenting weed control with Husky Herbicide and Grain Sorghum. So ask yourself first, what is Husky? Husky's a product made by Bayer. It's labeled for post-emergence control of broadleaf weeds, and it's currently labeled for wheat, barley, oats, rye, and triticale. It's not labeled for grain sorghum right now. It's got two active ingredients, which is bromoxynil and pyrosulfatol. Bromoxynil is a trade name known as Buctrol, and pyrosulfatol is a fairly new herbicide by Bayer. So an introduction, weed control is the number one challenge for U.S. sorghum producers. Palmer amaranth is the most common and troublesome weed in Texas. And yield losses in commercial fields in the northern Texas panhandle average 34% with infestations of annual broadleaf weeds. So here's the methods that I used. This is a picture of me on our Cub tractor here. It's got a CO2 sprayer, XRT jet flat fan tips at 110 angle to put out 0.2 gallons per minute. It's mounted on 30-inch row spacings, and the sprayer was calibrated to put out 10 gallons per acre. Variety of sorghum used was NC plus 7C22. Plots were planted in a randomized complete block design, 25 foot by 15 foot long, which will be 6 30-inch rows. And statistics used was a ANOVA table, mean separated using the LSD with the help of the Agriculture Research Manager. Three objectives will be used for three trials. Objective number one was to determine the minimum rate of husky needed to control 4-inch Palmer amaranth with and without dicamba or atrazine. Number two was to evaluate the effectiveness of husky to control Palmer amaranth at different growth stages. And number three is to examine the crop safety of husky on grain sorghum when applied at different sorghum growth stages. Data collection was made in 2009 and 2010, but I'll only be presenting 2010 data for the time I have today. Weed control ratings and crop injury ratings were taken 3, 7, 14, 28, 42, and 56 days after application. Flowering date, biomass, lodging was all recorded, and yield was taken at full crop physiological maturity. But I'm not going to talk about flowering date, biomass, or lodging today. So looking more closely at objective one, this is a husky rate study with and without atrazine or dicamba, 24 treatments plus one untreated control. There's four rates of husky being used at 7, 10, 13, and 16 ounces per acre, and also have listed the amounts of active ingredient of kilograms per hectare. All plots were with or without a half a pound or a pound of atrazine, and with or without dicamba at 0 and 4 ounces per acre. And every treatment also had ammonium sulfate at 8.5 pounds per 100 gallons. So looking at results, this is a graph here taken of Palmer amaranth control 7 days after application. On my left over here, I have a scale from 60 to 100%, 100% control being no weeds. I have four rates of husky being used at 7, 10, 13, and 16 ounces. And so looking here on the first set of bar graph, this husky alone, I'm only seeing about a little over 90 to 95% control. When added with atrazine, 95% or better, almost 100% control with the higher rates. When added with 4 ounces of dicamba, only 90 to almost 95% control. And there's dicamba and atrazine being used, almost 100% control within all rates. Looking at the same applications being made 42 days after application, here we're seeing 90 to a little above 95% control, a husky alone. When that husky is used with atrazine, 100% control against all rates. When dicamba, about the same at just 95 to 100% control, and full control when used with atrazine and dicamba. Here's a picture of 10 ounces per acre of husky. This picture was taken 15 days after application. You can see almost 100% control, and there's not any weeds within the rows. And here's a picture of a control plot in the background. Here's a picture of 7 ounces per acre of husky 15 days after application. You can see there is a little green, only 80% control. But 42 days later, or no, excuse me, but husky with atrazine, you're seeing 95% or better control. So in conclusion, 93% of control of Palmer amaranth with husky alone or with dicamba. 100% control when applied with a half a pound of atrazine 7 days after application. And after 42 days of application, 95% or better control of 4-inch Palmer Amrath among all treatments. Looking at the second objective is weed control with Husky when applied to Palmer Amrath at different heights. 12 treatments plus one untreated control. Three rates of Husky were used at 10, 13, and 16 ounces. A half a pound of atrazine was in every treatment along with ammonium sulfate. Four applications were made at 3, 9, 15, and 18-inch weeds. So looking at the data here, this is Palmer Amrath control 7 days after application. I have my percent control on the left at 50 to 100% being no weeds, and three rates of Husky being used with four applications on different weed heights. Looking across the treatments of 10 or 13 or 16 ounces of Husky applied at 3-inch weeds, we're seeing above 90% control on all three treatments. With 9-inch weeds, only 70% control against three rates, which I'll talk about here in a little bit. And at 15 or 18-inch weeds, with all rates, we're only seeing 80 to 85% control. Now, you may be wondering why there's only about 70% control when applied with 9-inch weeds. Well, the best I can tell you is that the weather, it rained right around that application. So when I sprayed, the ground was fully saturated. So there may be a factor of not absorbing into the plant quite as fast. But looking at the same applications 42 days later, we are finally seeing 100% control with 9-inch weeds, 3 to 9-inch weeds with all three treatments. With higher 15 to 18-inch weeds, only 80, 85% control with taller weeds. Here's a picture of 10 ounces per acre of Husky with a half a pound of atrazine. This picture was taken 9 days after application. Application was made on 9-inch weeds. You can see the quick burn down of the Husky on the pigweed. And here's a control plot in the background. Here's another picture. First of all, this plot right here, this is 10 ounces of Husky, 15-inch weeds, 4 days after application. 10 ounces of Husky on 18-inch weeds, this plot, 2 days after application is when the picture was taken. And then far back here is a control plot. So you can see just after 2 days, Husky has already stopped the growth. Looking more closely, here's 10 ounces of Husky 14 days after application on the left. This is applied on 15-inch weeds. You can see the weeds are starting to burn down, just a few green stems. 30 days after application, we're seeing a little above 80% control. So in conclusion, 7 days after application, there's over 90% control on 3-inch weeds. Only 80 to 85% control on 15 to 18-inch weeds. And only 70% control was observed on 9-inch weeds. But once again, looking on 42 days later, there's 100% control with up to 9-inch weeds throughout the growing season. And 80 to 85% control with taller inch weeds, which is a lot better than some of the other products on the market right now. So objective number three, this is a crop safety study. This is maintained weed-free. By doing that, I put down a pound of atrazine pre-emergence with a quart of crop oil. Didn't want any weed pressure to affect my yield. I'm looking strictly at yield here, so I don't need any weed competition to affect that. There's six herbicide treatments. There's three rates of Husky being used at 10, 13, and 16 ounces per acre. Each treatment was with or without 4 ounces of dicamba, and a half pound of atrazine along with ammonium sulfate was in every treatment. Growth stages when applied was the 4-leaf, the 8-leaf, and the boot stage. So looking strictly at Husky leaf necrosis with and without 4 ounces of dicamba, I have percent control from 0 to 20%, 20% being more injury on the plant, three rates of Husky, and then three rates of Husky with dicamba. This shows 3 days after application, I'm not seeing anything above 10% injury. 11 days after application, nothing above 5%. And 28 days later, no injury to observe. Well, this is a picture of 16 ounces of dicamba with 4 ounces, 16 ounces of Husky with dicamba at 4 ounces per acre, and also with a half pound of atrazine. This injured plants up to 9%, and you can just see a little yellow one in the whorl. Picture was taken 7 days after application. Here it is later on towards the boot stage, just a quick flash burn, but the plant grows out of it. So looking strictly on grain yield here, this is Husky with and without 4 ounces of dicamba and the effect on the grain yield. This shows my pounds per acre over here on the left, three rates of Husky being used and three rates of Husky with dicamba, three application times. This weed-free check is my control plot. There's no herbicides sprayed on that, so everything I'm comparing against will be on my control plot. Anything that falls 600 pounds with my LSD, 600 pounds, 640 pounds below my control plot is going to be significantly less. So looking all together, I'm seeing a trend at 10 ounces of Husky with dicamba. I'm seeing a trend up to 13 ounces and then down to 16 ounces, and it falls significantly less yields when a high rate of Husky is used with dicamba. So in conclusion, overall, there's not but 10% injury among all treatments. Some yield reduction was noted at the 16 ounces of Husky with the addition of dicamba when applied at the boot stage. So in conclusion, there's only minor leaf burn observed with Husky, quickly regains 28 days later, no injury. There was some real yield reduction at 16 ounces per acre with dicamba when applied at boot. And control was over 80% throughout the growing season with the addition of atrazine when applied up to 18-inch Palmer Amaranth. Without atrazine, at 10 ounces, we're going to see a little less effective in weed control. This goes to show that Husky is a good over-the-top broadleaf weed control, and it could be a solution for growers to better manage their crops and have more flexibility in the crop rotations. So in the future, I'd like to look at more locations with different weed pressure and type, and I also like to extend research for seed production tolerance and application with germplasm lines. Is there any questions?
You said you weren't going to talk about lodging, but did you have any lodging effects?
Yes, lodging, it's all that I've noticed on lodging is it's real random. I can't really run statistics on it because it's just all across the chart. But I did take notes at harvest with it.
Well, is atrazine by itself?
Well, atrazine is going to help, and it's been in the market for a while. It's going to give you good control when applied pre-emergence or early on. But later on, you're not going to be able to apply atrazine. You may need to rotate with another crop. It's going to have residual in the soil, whereas Husky won't have that.
Okay.